to speak about a little nekuda. We're calling it a bitachon, but this week just a smaller nekuda. Gemara zokt in Makkos, Daf Chof Dalet. One of the milas, Gemara says different milas that a yid has to keep. One of the milas that the Gemara brings down is Mekarev Eskroiv. A person that is Mekarev Eskroiv. It's one of the milas Bochavakuk, Ve'emidom. And one of the Zachon is Mekarev Eskroiv. Shalom, what is this Bazundere Mile of Mekarev Eskroiv? So, as under my prison is Mekarev Eskroiv. Lechura, this is the easiest thing in the world. Everyone tries to protect his family. To protect strangers is hard. But to protect your family? Who doesn't want to protect his family? And Chazal zogen ishtas it. Chazal say that the bazunder meile of Mekarev Eskroiv. Bazunder meile of Mekarev Eskroiv. So I want to speak about this. Weiss tois. That is inside the kudopnimis that a person has that he's not Mekarev Eskroiv. There's a nekuda pnimis that people have that they're not Mekarev Eskroiv. Now let's try to explain it a little bit. For sure, a person says Shiva and his brothers, for sure a person, if someone starts up with his mishpoche, the ganze Starkheit, we machen the Kome, Chavada. No Shaila about. But it's a Musik that a person has Rachmanis and strangers and different people. And some of them his Mishpoche. He doesn't have so much rachmanis. Explain to you why I'm coming to this nekuda. A person could be nice, the bacher comes over to him with a nevach story, could be nice to him, he could think about him, but really he doesn't want to hurt his feelings, he would really go out his way to be nice to him. But when it comes to his brothers, so for sure, if his brother is a nebach and it's a problem, his brother is sick, he will make a minyan chleis even to go to Mekemes HaKadoshim far away to daven. Yeah, that's yeah. But when he has an argument with his brother, mechateisa. And this is the reason the Gemara says in Makkos, there's a bazunder zach. Is Mekarev Eskroiv. It's a besondere Meile that is Mekarev Eskroiv. I want to give some examples to explain what I mean. I thought about that, and I like to think what I think to myself. I'm sure, I don't mean Chas Mishalom to be what I'm saying is not emes, so I'm just saying it. But the idea is for sure true. I had somebody that asked me yesterday, and they asked me a month ago. So there's a yeshiva in Arnof for Bali Tshuva from South America, from São Paulo, Mexico. Very matzliach, very yeshiva is called Binyan Oilom. Not a very matzliach, the yeshiva. All the Bachim come to the Torah. Shtick it close to the yeshiva. And they asked me, they wanted to make achnasa sefertayah to the yeshiva. If I mind, that the sefertayah will come out, b'ksivas ICS in my house, and everyone would go. Scheduled for yesterday. And it happened. So the biggest chutz, sefertayah will come out of my house. You know, I get all the money to the native sefertayah, but if the sefertayah can come out of my house, and I have this chutz, it's the biggest honor in the world. I said yes. The day before, my wife tells me, she said, we're doing it, very happy to do it. It's interesting, you know, across the street, the aunt and these people are from Brazil and from France and all different places in the world. The nifta that they're giving the sefertayah, the kids are giving the sefertayah, his sister lives across the street. Yeah. We're very happy to take it out, but like, it's a bit like not gishmak. No, like, then another cousin lives right on the other side of the street. They asked us, we'll do it. We said, you know, we're very happy to do it. Not like, say, it could be they have their cheshbonos. I'm not going to get now what is the truth about it. But, like, we're thinking to ourselves, you know, they have cousins, they have brothers and sisters. We're very happy, we don't mind Bichlal to do it. But, like, it's a bit insulting to the, you know, like, shtats of three brothers taking out the sefertayah. He takes it out from the neighbor across the door from you, yeah? Like, it's okay. It's not that they didn't know. Then we found out that they knew that he lived there. So, well, I was sitting after the sefertayah, and I was like, discussing, what's the pshat? So I told myself, my wife, what was it? I said, Ishtaltaftu, your brother calls you up. And he would ask you that he's doing achnas sefertayah for yeshiva if we ask him to do it in our house. I would say, for sure. I said, no. I said, will shtal it so nice like Mishnah, this achnas sefertayah? Here we bought flowers and cakes and money, we decorate the house, the building. I'll tell your brother, if he wants to do it, my house is here, but you know, organize it, please. Well, I'll tell you, if your brother will call me, he wants to make a chalas sefertayah out of my house. I'll say, for sure. I'll give him exactly the bill. I'll help a little bit. I will shtal tzu. For sure. I'll be very happy to do it, yeah? But I will not wash the night before the steps of the building, kavanateh, yeah? I'll tell him, listen, cakes cost like this, whiskey cost like this, flowers cost like this. Not that these people didn't offer, but I would not take from these people. I want to be mishtadet myself on achnas sefertayah. And I was mamish sitting yesterday, it was 1 o'clock, and I was thinking to myself, I will get this phone call from my brother, my wife's brother. Please do achnas sefertayah. Why I would do it differently? What is the imik? I thought I would do the kavanateh. Why, if I would do it for them, it's like I'm chuyuv to do it even more. But the pshat is, you're my brother, you're asking me a favor, for sure, my house, you're my brother, yeah? How Lavan says, Yaakov, oh, you're sorry, you know? For sure, you're welcome, Lavan, you know? It's time to work, we'll give you the food. I'll take the extreme example. Your brother comes home, you can eat something, you know, you made a cake. So you can give me some? He said, for sure, help yourself. He said, please serve me. You're looking at him, hello? Yeah, but if a guest comes, sit down, we'll take care of you. What is the difference? So I'm not saying, maybe it's a chutzpah of your brother to want you to serve him. But what is the difference? Why would the other person, you don't mind to serve him? And when your brother comes home, you want to drink, he has drinks in the fridge. Someone comes in, sit down. Maybe it's not proper to tell him to go to the fridge, but it's not the point. You're very happy to be a machbis oyach. So I said, these people are smart. If they were asked to do it somewhere else, it would not be done with the gantz and the shana. But I was happy to do it with the gantz and the shana. I said, I also think now, from after I see that, I said, if I would have to make a chos sefertayah, I would not ask my brother. I would ask a stranger. I can see how the strangers are different. And then this time I was sitting yesterday, 1 o'clock, and I was discussing the shiftless, the kechas hanefesh of a person. I'm speaking of myself after I spent 2.5 days at Mamash Eisenmuch. And the house was a mess. You think I asked them if they came to clean after it? I think I was angry at Sadat. I asked them, Bochum to help me to clean. Yeah, but you think I asked them why they never called? Like, I called my wife in the afternoon today, see if everything is right. So she told me, Mom is strange. These people send like a nice thing. Thank you, like, for what? Yeah? I wanted to tell her, if your brother would ask us to clean, you would not call to yell, why 12 o'clock by night when we're washing the floor, we're sitting and eating a place where the suit is, and we have to put back the beds and back the couches. Why are we not expecting it from these people? And if they send up as a thank you gift, Mamish, nice people. Well, nice people. Where were you yesterday night? You asked, maybe we need help. Someone asked us, maybe we need to help us inside of the house. So, boom, I have a lot of friends and issues here. You bring 10 of them, it goes quick, yeah? They don't know I have some seminary girls, so they wash. So, with 20 people, 1 o'clock I went to sleep, yeah? But they know that. They don't know that. So I'm not upset, and I'm not angry, and I'm happy. And then my wife said, she doesn't understand why such a nice present, what we did already. Forget, it was such a comfort to have us at the table. And I'm saying these words to myself, to learn from a different time. Why would our mishpacha be different? So, what? Because the brother has to think to clean and the stranger doesn't have to? I think forget. I think a stranger has to think, you know, Yenem gave the house. They didn't bring enough cake. I told them, they asked me what, you know, they wanted to bring some little fancy. After an hour, I sent a bracha with a car to buy more cake, because everything was finished. Yeah, I asked them, everyone saw that more cake came, yeah? If they could give us a potato, they're not stupid to see what was going on, yeah? You think I had a tzad, maybe they will offer me to pay and I'll take the money? I never had a tzad, and they also never offered. And I'm thinking, I'm saying, because my Bichal didn't think about it. Yesterday night, again, I didn't start to think about it when I was thinking, why they're not... When I was thinking, why they didn't go to the brothers? Why didn't they go to the sisters? Could be they didn't go for different reasons. I'm not sure if this is so smart to think about it. But I was thinking to myself, this chulsha, a person has to, when a person wants to work in the adam lechaveiroi, this is the reason. It says, amekare b'skoido. A person has to know, in Ramban shtei, that v'ohavta l'reach ha'komeicho geit av ishtecho. Why v'ohavta l'reach ha'komeicho geit av ishtecho? When you're close to someone, and you feel someone is a part of your family, every person that someone that is older than him in the age of his parents will ask him some favors, he will never answer with such a chutzpah like he answers to his parents. The best person knows. Abaya says, Omar Abaya, Ashrei mi shelo yichamor. Ashrei mi shelo yichamor. Abaya could say some words. Lucky the person that never saw his parents. Abaya could say such words. Even Abaye understands the weakness that a person has. And it doesn't come only because it's a mitzvah to mechabit parents, so the tzorah is so stark to be machshav you in this mitzvah. It's not the pshat. This is not the oimek. The oimek is that a person felt in ben adam lachaveiri. If you're happy to help, and if you're happy to give to the other person, what is the difference? What is the difference? If it's your brother, he has to call 12 o'clock, and if he doesn't call, it's against the tainus, he's taking advantage on me. And the other person, you tell him, thank you for choosing me from the Chabad Mina Sefoteya. Thank you. And if he gives a present, you feel like so. Like, I have to call him back to take them. Like, it's Mamash Dalon Aim. And what are you giving me a present? Zog, Adem Zog Bigmol in Makis Chof Dalet. hamikare beskroivo. This is the midas chesed. A person could be the biggest bal chesed. He has the biggest gmach in shtot. He has in his house a gmach of beds. He has a gmach of dishes, a gmach of tablecloth. Everyone manages to create himself a different kind of gmach. I said once when we spoke about chesed, it's an organization, a big organization. You know, they help all the sick people. You could call them 24 hours. Every doctor will take. But you'll stand in the street and he will pass with his ambulance and you'll just ask him for a hitch. Yeah, just take me somewhere. You know, he turns on the other side when he drives. But if you call him at the same time on his phone, and I need the name of the doctor, 5 doctors, I'll call them right away. So the pshat is a midas chesed. A person has to want to do good. A person has to want to do good. And the only way that a person could measure to be good is mikarev eskroivu. Savada doesn't mean that a person says, oh, okay, so now I'm calling my brother to say hello. Now, I don't recall my brothers. I'm very good with my siblings. You see, a lot of times in mishpachas, there's so much politics inside family, yeah? Brothers and sisters, mamish. Like, ish esra'eyu chayim blo. Why am I saying these things? What I'm saying now, it doesn't mean, the Rosh Hashanah says, okay, in my mishpacha, Baruch Hashem, there's no politics. So this piece of conversation now is not negiah to me. It's a big mistake. It doesn't mean that every time, you know, when a string is loose, it means that when you pull it, it falls. It doesn't mean every time when the floor is slippery, so everyone slips on the floor. I'm saying the reason that these things come up, because this chelik is very weak. It's a bazunder shverkeit. A bazunder shverkeit. A very big shverkeit. When it comes to your own mishpacha. And from where it comes? It comes that a person is not oisek. A person is not a real bal chesed. A person has to measure himself. I'm not saying that because of that, if they'll ask me again for Chos HaSefer Torah, I will not do it. But I was telling myself, I was telling my mishpacha. We did everything. 2.5 days. We're not fasted by the chesed. We're not fasted by Chabdei HaTorah. I don't know about the Kitru. Try to think what we will do if your brother would ask to do it. If we know that we will do all of that, we could take the credit that we're such nice people. If we know that we'll do a half, we have a lot more to work on. He hears Lama Zogin, he hears that there's a guy sick. And again, they organize a tender to go to Miron, Chavis to Davin, yeah? A tzaddik. I'm not against it. If I never went to Miron, but then people go to Miron. But this person, before he left England, someone asked him to take something extra in his suitcase. And he made such a pledge, you know, carry more, and this and that, and it's an extra suitcase. He could leave the airport in 2 minutes. Still, another half an hour took him. Half an hour, yeah, it's a long time, you know. And they asked him, and he has to go to declare tax, and back and forth. No problem, this person, half an hour by him learning is but how he found 5 hours to go to Tzfas and back? He tells us because they didn't ask him to take a package. I'm not saying because he didn't have what to do and he wanted to go to Shishi. I don't mean against that trip, yeah? I'm just saying, a person doesn't realize. When he does a lot of chesed sometimes, that when he does not. Maybe we're speaking, it's getting late. What is the Nikudah? Why it's like that? The answer is, it's easy to give when you miss the giving. Miss the giving. All of the Nebachs of the world can come to speak to me when I miss the giving. I have enough time for every Nebach. I'm the doctor, I give advice in medical, everyone can come to ask for me advice. I'm the guy that organizes chavrusas. 5 days, I'll take care of chavrusas. I'm the one that is mesala the present to my rabbi. All of it to pay in the world I'm asking to do. I'm the biggest tzaddik of the Torah, yeah. The biggest kovod ha'Torah. I listen, I get you, will ask him why you missed today's shiur. This is a different story, yeah? Abba, he's the biggest kovod ha'Torah guy now. He's the biggest kovod ha'Torah. It's not a problem. He's the one. When I ask you, please take in your suitcase, no one has come over to you, Mr. Choshev, you know how to smuggle. If you will be the guy that knows how to smuggle, every guy that will ask you to smuggle for him. But I'm just asking you, Stam, you could carry something in your suitcase. Not because it's you. If he will be flying, I will ask him. But are you flying? So please, you take it. So you don't feel you are giving. He's taking advantage of me. When my brother tells me, I need to do Achmasa for Torah, he didn't choose me some Catholic. I'm his brother. If Yanko will be his brother, Yanko will do it. Because I'm his brother, he thinks I have to do it for him. I'm not a slave. I'm not a slave. I know 5 or 6 people, we asked them, you're so special in organizing, if they could come to help to decorate the house. 24 hours they were there decorating. At the same time, if it's a neighbor, I had to ask him a favor just to move a bike from the way. Okay, he did it, 5 times, bike came back, and I moved it myself, yeah. Not that he's a very nice person, Talmud Chacham. But to move the bike, it's not like I'm asking him, please, Mr. Special, you have a kunz, how to move the bike, it's disturbing him. If I would tell him that the light went off, I don't know how to fix it, sometimes it happened to me. For an hour, he came with a screwdriver to help me, if he knows how to fix it. I don't know, he knows. When I ask him, your bikes are in the way there, the people are coming, if you can move them into the house, but the house will be crowded. Okay, the last minute, I'll take it. This is the mission. A person likes to give, I'm giving. I'm giving. I was asked to give. I will show, I know how to do it. I will show you. You choose the right person. You choose the right place to do it. You will not be sorry. You took the right move. So when a person does that, I'm not saying it's not chesed. It's a lower madrega of chesed. It's a lower madrega of chesed. This is the reason a person will see a nebach in the street, he goes weiter. But if someone comes over to you, there's a nebach in the hospital, if you come to visit him, you may have to go there. What is the difference? What is the difference? You see, someone comes over to you to start to collect for someone. They give you the story. You will enter. 5 minutes after, someone with the same story is going around yeshiva. You almost give a shekel. Yeah? Before you're giving everyone a drasha, at least 10 shekel. You see, sometimes in Gilad go around, Almonah, the 10 years, saying they give you a drasha. Shubaya. Then they finish, they learn, they sit down, and the day after they see someone else is coming, stands near them. They pretend, you don't want to give, you just go and ask me, dear Chavrusa. But yesterday he was giving such a drosha, and if the guy didn't, I started clapping at the guys, forcing them to listen. And it's not a bluff, I'm not saying Islam is a mushkis, it's not a mushkis. Saying a person, if a person, what I'm saying, I'm telling Agosha to myself, I don't know why I'm sharing with you my feelings, yeah? But my argosha is that if a person, when a chesed comes to his hands, not to stop to do chesed, he would realize his chulcha. He will realize his weakness, but maybe he will do much more chesed. Because people don't realize this weakness, and everyone does chesed, we call it selective chesed, so everyone is full with chesed. I did my chesed. Like a bacher learns a couple good hours a day, he feels he learned. So he lets himself by night to shmooze, yeah? If he didn't learn the whole day, he feels bad. So a person will realize that a lot of his chesed are not real chesed. I'm not saying to stop to do them, Cholilo v'chas. It doesn't mean now, when you're helping someone, you say, eh, chaval to help, it's not a real helping, it's just... Chaval can carry on doing all the nice zachar. But a person, when he feels he's so great, to realize, yes, but. Yes, but. And that's Hashem. If a person is mischazik, I'm saying to myself, I think it's a limud that a person has to tzurik and tzurik. And the mele, the way to break it is, I'm not saying now to take packages for everyone. Amol, you say no? So one second, why not? Why not? So he's taking advantage. But if the other, if this person will tell me I have someone, so Amol's a person, so I'm taking advantage. I'm not speaking as a mitzvah. Everyone to take advantage to help him. Why not? Beitzim, why not? Chesed. That's the show. We'll be there for the Siyat and the Shem.